week. So usually we're cracking open some brand of seltzer water in the middle of the day while our daughter's napping. But tonight we're both drinking a big fat glass of wine as we do this impromptu midweek episode.
So welcome to episode 7 of While She's Napping. I'm Adam.
And I'm Cindy.
And this is an emergency because usually on this show and my other podcasts, I'm somewhat reserved in what I say in fear of maybe hurting people's feelings. But today, I don't care. It startles me how easily convinced and manipulated people are as a result of a 25-minute video. And we need to talk about it.
Yeah, so we should say that we're recording this on Thursday night, May 7th.
Yes.
So for me, this whole, all this bullshit started popping up in my newsfeed just this morning.
This morning.
Yeah, but apparently it's been going on for a couple of days. So I've had, limited time to even digest what's happening and, dive too far into the details. So this isn't necessarily like a complete fact check, debunk sort of thing.
This is more of an instant reaction.
Yeah. And honestly, I don't think it needs that much.
No.
So just from the little that I do know, just from observing social media for the last, 12 hours or so. We just wanted to kind of come on here and give our initial thoughts and start some, civil discussion about this. And
it's not going to be civil.
Yeah, we'll see.
Before we do this, let's get some house cleaning out of the way. If you're joining us for the first time because you like the buzzword of the title of this episode, we thank you for clicking on it and we thank you for listening and we hope you enjoy what you hear. If you do, and even if you don't, please give us 5 stars and a quick review on Apple Podcasts if that is the podcast medium that you are listening to this on. If you are listening to this on another podcast platform that has some sort of rating or review feature, we would appreciate it if you gave us 5 stars there. Quick little review. Helps us out a lot. We're trying to grow this as the weeks go on. We're getting more and more downloads, more and more listens, more and more five-star reviews. Mm-hmm. And we'd like to keep the train going. So if you can, please do that. Now, with that out of the way.
Dramatic pause.
There was a quote-unquote documentary released today, yesterday, whatever, called The Plandemic. And you should automatically discredit and discount this documentary as anything credible or anything substantial by the title alone. The title alone screams, I am so fucking woke. It's not even funny. Like, it is absolutely ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It is a documentary. I'm being very loose in the description here. Suggesting, I can't say proving because there is no proof here, suggesting that the whole COVID-19 thing is a result of Big Pharma's push and forcing of its citizens, American citizens or worldwide citizens, I guess, to be globally vaccinated. That is what this boils down to. It is ridiculously anti-Fauci, which is, of all people, we got to pick on Fauci, and this woman is a fucking lunatic. So, I don't know, Judy Mikovits, mm-hmm. Mikovits, mm-hmm. Yeah. Fucking crazy people. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, I guess we should probably say outright that neither of us wanted to give this video an extra view. So we haven't watched the entire thing. We've read transcripts and breakdowns of the, even like a minute by minute, account of what the documentary, quote unquote documentary, covers.
It's not a documentary.
Yeah, I know. I don't even know what to call it. But so I think the biggest thing that I've been seeing is people complaining about it being taken down, or pointing out that that is just, you know, further evidence of this conspiracy to limit the media that is available to us and control what we think and all of that crap. So, like, I guess my initial reaction to that, people are like, oh, yeah, look, it's already taken down. A couple people who shared it on my newsfeed and the link wasn't there anymore by the time I even saw it.
So it must be real.
Right. They're like, or the alternative, you know, logical explanation is that these platforms like YouTube and Facebook and all the other social media platforms that are taking it down are doing that because, A, they have the right to control what content is featured on their platform. It's not your independent platform to say whatever you want. Like, you're being hosted by this other company. So they can do that if it's not within their guidelines. And B, they are trying to protect the public by not allowing dangerous misinformation to spread like it is. And unfortunately, you know, the idea that if something is so bad and so obviously not true that it could just die on its own and it should just dissipate and it shouldn't get legs like this is, obviously that's not the case, because people are buying this and sharing it left and right. Look how far it spread just in such a short amount of time. And if the public did have the capacity to identify this for what it is, then we wouldn't have a problem. But we do. And that's why these platforms have to take the proactive measure to try. Well, it's not even proactive. They're reacting to it being spread, but they have to try to control it and take it down.
The problem is, and this is, you know, this is so many people misunderstand the First Amendment. Okay. Let me make this clear to people that, you know, like to preach that they are so for the Constitution, all about American values, all about the truths and the statements within the Constitution. I got news for you. The First Amendment does not mean you get to say whatever you want, wherever you want, without consequence. Mm-hmm. That does not what the that's not what it means. Okay. So for instance, if you worked for a conglomerate company, like a huge company, say like Apple or something, and you went on a racist tirade going down with a megaphone in front of Apple headquarters, yelling the N-word over and over and over again, you would be fired. Correctly so. And this does not infringe on your First Amendment rights, because Apple is a private company. They can do what they want and you could be fired for that. The thing you can't be is arrested for it. That's what the First Amendment covers. You cannot be legally punished for what you say unless it is threatening. Merely saying the N-word, as terrible as it is, you can't get arrested for it, but you can be fired for it. How does this link to this pandemic documentary? When you put bullshit on a platform that is privately owned, that spreads misinformation and dangerous annotations, YouTube, Vimeo, whatever video platform you want to choose, has 100% right to take that down, period. That is not against your First Amendment right. Your First Amendment constitutional right is not being violated by removing that video.
Correct. So, but the other track I think that's being taken is, this is a whistleblower. It's the whistleblower argument, which is different from the First Amendment point. But I think it could have more legs to it if it contained any legitimate accusations that would hold up in an investigation or a trial or whatever. If there's a whistleblower who is exposing some sort of wrongdoing or illegal activity or anything like that, that's the definition of a whistleblower. It has to hold some water, and
there
it really
doesn't.
There
has to be legitimacy behind it,
right? And if you're a whistleblower and you have something to expose, something that was that you know to be wrong or illegal, there are avenues to
legal avenues,
right? To expose, to take action against those activities, and just posting some like, you know, well produced, fancy looking, you know, quote unquote documentary, framing it as such to make it look legitimate is not how you file a whistleblower claim or anything like that. Like, that's not what this is either.
The problem is that when people watch something like this, and within the video, this person, I'm hard pressed to even call her a doctor, but you know, in terms of her academic achievements, I suppose she is technically a doctor. But, you know, the problem is that...
Oh, hold on. She's a doctor who is an anti-vaxxer.
She's 100%
automatic
an anti-vaxxer.
Oxymoron. Right. Doesn't go together.
So she is claiming that her findings and her inside knowledge of the situation is being suppressed, right? And they're trying to sweep it under the rug and make people complacent.
Who's
with
they? The government?
Yeah.
Big Pharma?
Big Pharma.
They.
Yeah, exactly. Like the
Capital
Illuminati.
T,
someone.
They.
This is what I'm talking about. Like, when you use these buzzwords like deep state, Illuminati, Big Pharma, pick your poison, they're going to be like undefined. Like, who are these people?
Right.
Like, everyone's like, oh, yeah, Big Pharma. Who? Who? Who in Big Pharma? What, you don't think pharmacies are making money? Yeah, I get it. Who is Big Pharma? Like, who is part of this organization? Oh, it's a mystery.
They're
hidden.
Yeah, yes. I will say that the whole Big Pharma thing, there's some legitimacy to the whole, like, privatized health system and the fact that pharmaceutical companies profit off of people being sick in the American healthcare system.
So that's how she ropes you in
right.
This documentary, or lack thereof.
Well, that's where there's a thread of truth. If you like really dig, like there's
right.
Some sense of, yes, that does happen, but not like this. Like there's so many other issues within our healthcare system that allow the pharmaceutical companies and healthcare insurance agencies to profit off of people who are sick. This isn't one of them. Like, you don't need a conspiracy to get there.
No. So the problem here is that the fear that is being exemplified in this piece is that, you know, they're going to make us be vaccinated, right? They're going to... they're claiming there will be some sort of mandatory vaccination for COVID-19, and we don't know what the results are going to be. It could cause autism, just like every other fucking vaccine, according to this person.
There's no thread of truth
right.
to that whatsoever.
But, and the science to that has been debunked, right? And these claims within this piece are so outlandish, and, you know, it wouldn't bother me so much if people... you know, made pieces like this and just, you know, left them to their own devices. Like, people are free to believe whatever they want to believe. I get it. Like, I'm not here to tell you you shouldn't necessarily have my same beliefs when it comes to things regarding science and, you know, whatever. The problem is, though, is that people will discredit mainstream media, and I get it. Like, it's very hard to trust the legitimacy of mainstream media, especially when we know how biased it can be. So, like, CNN is clearly biased to the left. Fox is clearly biased to the right. ABC
are less biased options.
Sure, but my point is that the big options, the ones that are readily available, they're in your Apple News feed, they're in your YouTube feeds and whatnot, they are hard to trust. And I completely get that. But, like, here's my issue. Like, when people are like, yo, man, I'm so woke, I don't trust CNN, I don't trust Fox, I don't trust MSNBC, but YouTube documentaries.
Check out this link.
This YouTube documentary. To me, this is no different than Loose Change. This is Loose Change 9/11 all over again. Mm-hmm. No substantial evidence to back up the claims. Nothing, just a nice documentary with buzzwords and, you know, trigger happy emotions that people gravitate towards. And then they're like, oh, I feel enlightened. I feel like I've been awoken and illuminated to some sort of truth that was there behind the veil. Yeah. And now we're all awoken to it. No, that's not how it works. Yeah. Like the problem is that people will watch something like that and just, that's it. I buy it. They don't do any background on this individual. They don't check her claims. They don't check her work. They don't see if any of her work is peer-reviewed and acclaimed in scientific journals and research. Nothing.
Actually redacted. Yeah.
A lot of it was.
Right. And she's like basically like excommunicated from the scientific
making claims
community.
That I was arrested without a warrant. No, bitch, you there's a warrant and it's available to see.
Yeah, it's a quick Google search. But here's
but
the
it's not like it's on a bullshit website.
Right.
These are on legitimate law enforcement websites.
It doesn't take. I know. And so I think there's so much there with what you just said. First is what you said about legitimate websites. I think that's a basic thing that I don't know. I mean, I know it was drilled into me left and right in high school and college. And I guess maybe it depends on, you know, how seriously you took school or, you know, if this any of this stuck. But, you know, the ability to think critically and recognize a source for being reliable or not. I don't know if people just forgotten what that looks like because, you know, things have progressed so quickly and social media is just like completely bombarded with so much information that you lose that filter of recognizing what's real and what's not. There's also the part that you said about, you know, when people latch onto it, it's like they hear it once and they will die on that hill. Like no matter how many times or how many different things that you provide that show them that that's wrong, it's like
because it's sexier than it just happened.
Yeah, so that's yeah, so I think it's either that they
let me elaborate on that claim. It's
yeah,
to have this like 25 minute piece video like with all these like the government doing big pharma doing something secret, forced vaccination, that is sexier and more clickbaitish than this was an accident. Like this just happened at a wet market and cross contamination, and a novel virus was contracted into a human body and it spread.
So I think part of that is that it's easier to accept if there's an explanation, even if that explanation is ridiculous and super unlikely. Like
what's
these
ridiculous?
Conspiracy. I'm saying like that it was a lab accident or a government conspiracy to purposefully release this as like a bioweapon.
That's not what they're saying.
No, but that's another
right
thing that I've heard. So I think those types of things are, even though it's scary to think about if anything like that was really happening, it's like you can go down that rabbit hole and look at these conspiracy theories and like sort of explain it, even though it's crazy and it's obvious that that's not what happened. But if you think of it as like, oh, it was just like part of life, like viruses jump between species sometimes and shit happens and there's nothing that we can really do about it, like this could have happened at any time, it could happen again, it could be a completely different strain of virus, it could be a different species, it could be like we have a lot of, obviously it doesn't happen on a regular basis, this is the first time we've ever seen something like this in our lifetime, but I think just that whole concept of it being like something that just is, that we have limited control over, is terrifying, more so than the idea that, oh, it's this like conspiracy, it's something I can like put my finger on and point to and blame people.
But
like that is
using like
easier
boogeymen
to accept.
That's the thing, like it's,
but so, they're pointing to specific people like Fauci, like you said, like they're making him the,
no, I get it, but for me it's just like you're using, not you, like this person is using arguments that can't be unproven. So like, and that's the problem. Like, so she'll say like Big Pharma is doing that. Well, okay, show me the evidence. Like, show me the direct smoking gun evidence. Well, I can't do that because the government keeps it.
Well, right, it's a cycle. It's a cycle of, well, no, I can't show you the information because they censor that because they don't want you to know.
Right.
Like,
but then I'm like,
well, yeah, of course you could find that.
But I have evidence here that disproves what you're saying.
Because that's what they want you to see.
The government planted that.
Right, so. That's what they want you to see. They're not letting you see the stuff that they don't want you to see.
It's so ridiculous. I know. Like, you can't. It's like saying, well, Santa's real. You just can't see him. And, you know. Yeah. But we have like, you know, photographic evidence. We have radar. No. Government.
And that's where
it.
I'm like,
so Santa's got to be real. It's the same thing. Like, you, yeah. It's the boogeyman. It's the thing that you can't see. And that is so much more attractive and so much more like gravitating and compelling than just saying, dude, shit happens. Right. Like things that you don't understand on a molecular level have a profound impact on the way you live, right? A profound impact on how your body operates. And to think, look, I get, like, we should be interactive with nature, that we should have a closer relationship with nature to an extent. But to say that we need to, like, as this documentary, for lack of a better way to put it, is suggesting that we should have this sort of like natural response to bacteria to boost our immune system, even though there is some truth to that. A, the coronavirus is a fucking virus. It's not a bacteria, right? So you can't like make yourself more immune to it by doing, I don't know,
no, you know
breathing
what you do?
Exercises.
You know
or
what
some
you do
shit.
To make yourself more immune to it?
You get it.
Vaccinate yourself.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say. Yeah, you know. My point is that like these arguments for like holistic medicines or these herbal remedies have been like, there's no proof. Well, there's no science.
Right. It's a lot of anecdotal experience and evidence and stuff like that. But like, there's nothing to say. There's no harm in like, if you feel like there's some herbal remedy, like some people believe like garlic is like has antibacterial properties or antibacterial, not antibiotic.
But
those
it's
are
not
two different things.
An antibiotic.
Correct. It has antibacterial properties. That's great. If you feel like you have a sinus infection or some other bacteria and you want to like, take some garlic, like that's fine. Like, and if you feel better, no harm, no foul.
But that
you should still go get vaccinated.
That doesn't mean the garlic made you feel better.
I agree, but like, I'm just saying, like, there's a difference between if you believe in, like, there are things you can do to improve your health that are considered not like Western medicine, even things like yoga, chiropractic, stuff like that. Like, you can take, there's herbal teas. Like, there are things that have benefits, but nothing, it's not going to protect you the way that a vaccine or an antibiotic will to address a specific infection that you have.
That's what they want you to believe, man.
Yeah. I'm just saying there's a balance. You can be balanced.
Anytime I see anything that suggests or outright says, wake up, I automatically discount it. Mm-hmm. It's automatic bullshit. It's automatic clickbait. And the problem is, okay, and maybe this is me getting on my high horse. Again, we covered this when we did climate change, so there's a complete relation to this and climate change in a way. The problem is that the reason why this is so compelling, not only is it sexier than, hey man, shit just happens, but because they want to find a reason why the comfort and, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? The comfort and normalcy of their lives have been disrupted,
right?
And it's easier to point the finger at this giant boogie mega man, in this case, Big Pharma. Mm-hmm. In the case of 9/11, it was the government. In I don't know, the case of climate change, it's China or the Democrats. Like, there are big entities that you can point to and blame. It's easier to do that and say they or this is the reason why my life has been disrupted. God damn it. I want my hair cut. Like, that, you need something to blame rather than shut the fuck up, man the fuck up, and just do it.
Put your mask on.
Just do it. Like, yeah. These people that were once upon a time all about pull up your bootstraps, stop being a fucking snowflake, blue lives matter. All of a sudden, blue lives don't matter anymore. All of a sudden, America is being forced by giant government overreach and no one cares about freedom anymore. Like, what are we doing? Like, dude, I'm sorry you can't get your hair cut. I'm sorry you can't go to the fucking Cracker Barrel and stuff your face in. But the problem is we're dealing with the pandemic. The problem is we're dealing with a novel virus. And when dealing with a novel virus, we have to have extraordinary measures. And I'm sorry that disrupts your way of living. It disrupts mine too. But the quicker we just do what the fuck we're supposed to do, the quicker this ends. Period.
Yep. Yeah, and I guess the only other thing that I noticed that was really interesting to me is that a lot of the people, not all, but a lot of the people I've noticed posting and sharing this video and claiming that these things are possibilities and all that, there's a couple things. There's that the same people who are blaming Big Pharma setting that as the boogeyman are the same people who are opposed to a socialized healthcare system. So they're blaming Big Pharma and the pharmaceutical industry and the healthcare industry and criticizing them for wanting to make money off of us being sick or needing a vaccine or whatever the case might be.
It's a fair criticism, though.
What do you mean?
If Big Pharma, for lack of a better way to put it, or these pharmaceutical companies are overcharging for medicine, that's a legit beef.
Of course. That's my point, is that the way to combat that is to consider socialized healthcare.
You know,
not the private healthcare that we have right now in America, which is where the healthcare system and the pharmaceutical industries profit. And so you can't have it both ways.
These are the same people. Guarantee you. The people that are pissed off about this, the people that are outraged as a result of this video, pocketed that sweet, sweet, sweet $1,200.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, sure, you probably paid some bills with it. I hope you did.
And never mind, the woman who's in this video, her book is now one of the best sellers on Amazon.
Shouldn't that tell you something?
She profited from this.
Like, this is a commercial.
Correct.
And I really hope, I doubt it. I sincerely doubt it. But this is labeled part one. I hope part two is just, we were fucking with you this whole time. Like, I really sincerely hope part two is, if you believed part one, you are a fucking idiot. And here's why. There's no science, no truth behind it, no substantial evidence. You guys just bought it.
And it was just a big social experiment.
Because it was controversial. And you guys fucking love controversy and want to invite it into your living rooms day in, day out. We put this on YouTube because we knew you'd guys eat it up. And
when people are bored and like,
I get it.
This is like the perfect storm of having something like this spread the way it did.
My biggest beef when it comes to this is that there's this, and we touched on this when it came to climate change, there's a disregard or distrust now towards science. And what bothers me about that, and this, you know, relates to the anti-vaxxers, it relates to those that are denying that this is a novel virus that wasn't lab made, wasn't part of some pharmaceutical conspiracy, what have you. The problem I have with this is that, and I've said this to you before, in almost every other aspect of a Western, a civilized Western person, they rely on science without even realizing it.
Every day.
Like checking the weather. No one questions whether or not the weatherman is a giant conspiracy. Ooh, they're making it rain today. Ooh, because they want it. They want the soil wet. They want. No one questions that. Science, though. No one questions the use of your phone. No one questions the use of your computer. That is developed by science and technology. You wouldn't have these things if it wasn't for science and technology, but you don't fucking question that. The only things you question are the things that disrupt your precious way of life, period. And how fucking convenient is that for you?
Yeah, I don't know, really have a rebuttal for that. You're right. Those are the things that really get people riled up and, you know, breed these conspiracy theories. Although the one thing I feel like is maybe not falling into that category is the vaccine thing, because getting a vaccine doesn't really disrupt your life as long as you don't have a reaction, which is like one in a million.
There's a common misconception that things like the flu shot cure or 100% prevent the flu. That's
not
true.
I think most people know that that's not the case, and that's why a lot of people don't get the shot, because they think there's no point because it's not necessarily the correct strain for that season.
Maybe.
But I think people take tidbits of that type of information and all they hear is, oh, well, it was only like 90% accurate, or it was only whatever the percentage was, that there's only a certain percentage chance that it's going to actually protect me from this year's strain of the flu. And so they're like, oh, fuck it. I'm just not going to get it.
Well, here's the problem. Those same people are probably the ones that are adamant that the seasonal flu kills more people than the coronavirus.
Oh, God, don't get me
started. The problem. Those people that are dying of the flu don't get their shots. Mm-hmm. That's the problem.
Correct.
They are unvaccinated. That's the problem.
And some of them may be unvaccinated by choice, or they may be unable to be vaccinated.
Yeah.
No, not that they're unable. If they have certain underlying conditions or whatever, there's some reason why very young children can't get vaccinated until a certain age for different diseases. And so they're dependent on other people in their community to be vaccinated so there isn't an outbreak, and they reduce their risk of being exposed to that disease. That's what herd immunity is.
Sure.
So, and no one understands that. Well, not no one. There's some people that don't understand that concept, or they don't understand how them not getting vaccinated in the case of coronavirus, where there's the potential for being asymptomatic carrier, that's how you contribute to the spread of the disease.
I found it very alarming, though, the amount of sharing that this got. And, you know, I'm not going to call anyone out because that's not what we're about. But when we address this, it's, I don't know if it's that they were unsure of how to respond, or they just didn't want to bother with what we were saying, but it was more on the lines of, you know, you have to research this. You have to validate her claims, whether or not they're true or false. For instance, like, I'm on bigthink.com, and they broke down, you know, the lies or the mistruths of this piece. And within the documentary, she said the flu vaccine, or she inferred that the flu vaccine increased the risk of coronavirus. While that's true, it does not increase the risk of COVID-19. It increases the risk of the common cold, because when you get the flu vaccine, it is common for you to have cold-like symptoms as a result, right? So you're more, there's an increased risk of getting the common cold as a result of the flu vaccine, because, I don't know this for sure, but I think if you do get the flu shot, the common cold symptoms that could arise after that, or part of the prevention of getting the flu, you end up getting like just a common cold symptom instead.
Right. A coronavirus
is the
common cold.
That's what I'm saying. But when she says the flu vaccine makes you more susceptible to coronavirus, people think COVID-19. That's not true. So
well, is there even a direct link there? Or is
I'm
it
not
just
even
happened
sure.
to be... Carl, like there's
my
just...
point is that she used very particular terminology mm-hmm. to mislead people.
Right.
She'll say the flu vaccine causes coronavirus. And because coronavirus now is this buzzword of something right. that's being spread right. around, people don't understand that there are different strains less severe of
it's
coronavirus.
Not SARS-CoV-2,
it's not
SARS-CoV-2.
COVID-19.
Well, COVID-19 is the disease.
Right,
but yes,
right,
SARS-CoV-2
right.
is
it's not this pandemic right. that we're experiencing. So she
Well, I also wonder, though, if that's just a correlation of because the the majority of the population is vaccinated against the flu.
Sure.
So if you're looking at like proportions of people who get the common cold and who get the flu vaccine, there's going to be a higher proportion.
Sure.
Right. Like that doesn't mean causation. That just means.
But my point is there's no evidence that there's zero evidence out there. No one can find it.
Right.
Zero evidence of anything that suggests that getting the flu shot makes you more susceptible to COVID-19. It doesn't right. exist. But when people watch the documentary or whatever, the video, they're going to hear flu shot makes you more susceptible to COVID-19. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Or sorry, flu shot makes you more susceptible to coronavirus. Uh-oh.
Right.
That means I'm going to get COVID-19.
Oh, well, that's why everybody's getting that. They're going to blame
no
the flu
evidence.
Vaccine on the pandemic.
And that's the problem. There's no
or
evidence.
Or the other way around.
That,
yeah.
There's no research in the claim. It's just, I heard it. I'll mm-hmm. attach to it. I'm taking her word for it because this is sexy.
Right.
And that is the problem.
Right. And
real
the,
science yeah. is not sexy.
No, it's
not.
You have to
it's
dig
boring
through
as fuck.
Peer-reviewed literature that's a lot of jargon and analysis and data. And you have to, like, I took an entire course in grad school on how to read a scientific paper. Like, you can.
So that's the thing.
Yeah.
That's, I'm not trying to hate. But this is what we were talking about with climate change. There seems to be a correlation to those that are unfamiliar with how to do substantial research compared to those that do. And those that do not know how to research claims correctly tend to gravitate towards these things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to use the buzzwords because I know people are going to get pissed off, but there is a direct correlation. And the problem is that whether it's 9/11, whether it's climate change, whether now it's COVID-19, it's just easier just to trust the science. Like, right. what is more believable to you? Like, what sounds more believable? There's this grand conspiracy developed by Big Pharma, release this virus into the world, sat back and say, this is how we're going to make all the money. Watch millions of people die. Okay, worldwide, watch mm-hmm. millions of people die. Watch millions of people get sick. Sit back, watch. Have the NBA shut down, the MLB shut down, all these stores, all these organizations shut down, these hospitals overridden. They're still waiting, sitting back, be like, almost time to unleash the vaccine on people. Like, waiting, this huge, giant conspiracy, or it just happened. Like,
right.
what is more believable? When are people going to ascribe to Occam's razor? What
right.
is more believable?
The simplest
yes.
explanation. Yes. I mean, it makes me wonder, like, when people think about the government, like, the big bad government that's, like, conspiring and all this with Big Pharma and all that, which, side note, a lot of the people who are spreading this, I feel like, also support the current administration, which is the government. But then they say they don't trust the government and they're part of this whole conspiracy.
Well, apparently this person, this Mikovits
yep.
person is getting in the ear of our dear and fearless leader. And that is why he's, according to this video, starting to eradicate the coronavirus team.
Oh, okay. So botch the whole thing, basically.
Because she's yeah. a huge proponent of this hydroxychloroquine.
Yep.
Quine?
You sound like the president trying to say
it. I honestly don't know.
yeah.
Hydroxychloroquine? Quinn?
Yeah.
So when the president hears those buzzwords,
yeah.
that person's my friend.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that was a sidebar.
Right.
But, you know, I think, like, when people think about these government conspiracies and a worldwide coordination to do something like this, the majority of government agencies are made up of public servants, like people who don't make a ton of money, like who work for a government agency or department or whatever.
They're pawns, man.
Right. But like, I understand, like, they think there's just like people at the top, like this extremely small number of people who are making all these decisions. And it's just like the level of coordination that would be required for such a global conspiracy to be successful is mind blowing. And to think that all the people who work in government could all be in on it, and they're not just like normal people like you and me who are just like civil servants who went into public service and are doing something and not making a lot of money. That those are the people who would have to make something like this happen. Like,
this is no different than flat earthers.
I know. Yeah. But I guess part of the difference I see there is that
there's nothing to gain with a flat earth.
Yeah. Well, and I can't see any immediate harm coming from a flat earth. Like, maybe I don't know enough about it, but like, I can't think of an immediate like public health implication.
No, it doesn't hurt anybody. If you believe in the flat earth, you're an idiot, but you're not hurting anybody.
That's what I mean. So that's where I draw the line, is like, if you think something like this is interesting, or it like it made you think twice about what's going on, or make you look at something from a different perspective, great. Sit there, think about it. Maybe Google a couple things, like just like make an effort to see if this is even having a chance of being legit. But like, don't immediately hit the share button and say things like interesting or
with an ellipsis. Everything has to end with
thought. Dot dot dot.
Like dot dot dot. Everything is like dot dot dot. Like,
yeah. Like, I just, that is just, when it comes to something like this that is a public health crisis, and everyone knows how I feel about the environment and climate change, so it's no surprise that I would say something like that, that is dangerous. Like, to share that level of misinformation and, you know, just bullshit that's not going to serve anybody, and it's just going to put people at risk and make people think twice about simple things like wearing a mask right now when we're in the middle of a pandemic and trying to protect the other people in our community. Like, it's not that much to ask. And it's just promoting behavior that is not going to serve anybody. And it has a direct impact. And that's where it's just not okay to share something just because you think it's interesting, or it's like a hot take on this situation. That's not okay. It's irresponsible and it's dangerous.
It's very irresponsible to share. And, you know, when people are saying like, look at the government, man, like, look what they're doing behind the scenes. Like, don't you think this has some sort of motive behind it? Like, this is
the people producing this video. Absolutely. That's what I was saying about our Amazon book sales are way up.
Yes.
Like, the people producing this video are the ones who have something to gain.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And,
like,
and you guys,
it's so obvious.
You bought it. Like, you fell for it because they're using clever buzzwords and everybody loves a good conspiracy, you know? But like, right now, this is some Alex Jones level shit. And like, this is like a school shooting denial. Like,
well, there was the whole Sandy Hook conspiracy.
What are we doing? Like, come on now.
Well, I think that comes back to, I was thinking about Sandy Hook and that whole conspiracy theory when we were talking about how people would rather latch on to something that, even if it's a little bit ridiculous or it doesn't really have a leg to stand on, it's easier to accept than
the truth.
We just have like a serious fucking problem with mass shootings.
That's a different episode.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, it's easier to accept that this is a conspiracy. This is, you know, something
because
other than a mass shooting of children.
It challenges the way you live.
Right, because then people are afraid to send their kids to school. They feel like they're
in
danger.
It's more of a Second Amendment thing.
Well, no, I think it's both. I think it's easier to latch on to the idea that this is a conspiracy. This didn't actually happen. No kids died. All the families were actors and we're all in on it, than to accept that your kid might get shot going to school.
Like that, and there's a problem with people owning military grade weapons.
Yeah, this is another episode.
But the thing is that, like, that's what it boils down to. Like, you have to do some self-reflection. You have to do some internalization and ask yourself, why does this bother me so much? What about today's current situation bothers me so much? And it's going to boil down to, because the way you are used to living has been disrupted. It's been interrupted by something that you cannot possibly understand unless you are a world-renowned scientist. And that's the thing. Like, when has there ever been in modern history, when it comes to, you know, after the the Industrial Revolution and as we're in the digital age, like right now, the I era. When you have a group of scientists where 99% of them, whatever it is, climate change, coronavirus, whatever it is, all agree on something, the likelihood of that being incorrect is almost zero. It is literally almost zero. And so when you have a group of world-renowned scientists that anything else that they discovered, you wouldn't question if it didn't disrupt the way you live. And right, that's the problem.
If the same people who are being, if Dr. Fauci found a cure for cancer, which he doesn't
shot.
Work for the
straight
NCI
shot.
Cancer. I know that that was like a whole thing in the video, but if he found a cure for cancer, or any of the doctors who promote vaccination, you know, normal, legitimate doctors who promote vaccination found a cure for cancer, people would be on it. Just like that.
Yes, because
they wouldn't
that
question
improves
it.
The
exactly.
way you live.
That's what I'm saying. Like, or anything like that. I'm just using cancer. It seems like the most
this,
obvious
if
example.
If this disrupts
but
the way you live, if the world, most world-renowned scientist found an anti-aging mechanism,
I was just gonna say the same
that
example.
Is
yeah.
100% foolproof, no side effects, nothing. You took it, all good. You wouldn't question it.
You would take it that day. You would take it the
like,
day that you got it released.
Sweet. Let's yep. sign me the fuck up. But because we're dealing something that disrupts the way you live, it can't be real. Nope. Something's up. Something must be up because I can't mm-hmm. easily get my fucking Fruit Loops in the morning. You yeah. know?
Well,
I'm dealing with a
yeah.
lack of steak in the supermarket.
Well, yeah. I don't want to come off as like super condescending.
No, I
and like
will.
We're on our yeah,
I
know you do. You have no problem with
no,
that.
No, I will because this is serious.
No,
like,
but
this,
like I understand the natural reaction to not want to deal with something that's scary like that. Like I get it. I feel it too. Like
I
none of us want to be dealing
but guess
with
what?
This.
You just muscle
I know.
Through
and
it.
And I'm trying to think of the big picture of like it will be like looking back in the history books, like if we're able to beat this and we don't lose as many people as were expected and we overcome this virus because we came together as a community and as a civilized society and we did the right thing and we worked to protect each other by doing simple ass things like wearing a mask when you go to the grocery store or whatever. That is like that is just as appealing to me as these stupid conspiracy theories. Like, don't you want to be a part of that? Like, why do you have to push back on something that in and of itself is a great story? Like, I don't see why that is a bad
because
thing. I know it's
a
temporary interruption.
There you go. It's
right.
a more long-term
yeah.
commitment,
I guess,
to
I,
be
I,
able
yeah.
to have to be required, rather, to wear your mask, to, you know, sanitize often when you should be anyway, like washing your hands, carrying around hand sanitizer. It's that's a little bit more of a commitment than just saying this is some sort of a conspiracy. What's funny is that they're not denying necessarily that the virus exists.
Right.
Like this isn't a straight up denial. This piece, this video.
It's the mechanism of how
right.
how it got released. Right.
The bottom line is, if you're going to buy into this and you want to question Big Pharma and shit, that's fine. Like, it's not, but like, if that's what you want to do, I guess. But the thing is that doesn't negate the fact that there's still a virus, right? There's still something out there that you should have preventative measures to prepare for. Right. You should still be washing your hands. You should still be wearing your mask. You should still be practicing social distancing. And that's the problem. Like people are latching on to this idea that, you know, what's worse than the coronavirus? Fear. Fear is worse. That's not
right,
true.
Or losing my freedom.
It's yeah. not true. That's
I,
not true.
I am genuinely curious if there is anyone listening who has lost someone to this virus or who has had it and had, you know, serious health implications. I would like to know if there's anyone out there who falls into that category who also has shared this video or
ascribes. Yesterday. Oh, you're saying
you, like, I'm saying now, like it, I'm just curious. Like I feel like
it would
all
make
the,
a lot of sense.
Why?
Because then it gives a reason. Like
oh, maybe yeah, but I also feel like it's kind of like belittling. I feel like the same people who are sharing this type of content are the same people who are saying, well, it kills more people than or the yeah. flu kills more people and it's not that big of a deal. It's, you know, most people will survive. Like right. it's just a minor respiratory infection. It's no big deal. that's my take just from what I've seen, you know, on my social media feeds and all that. But so I'm just really curious, genuinely, if there's anyone out there who has firsthand seen the effects of this virus, even frontline workers, if you're a nurse and you've seen this happening and you still are considering these conspiracy theories, like, I'm just curious to know if those people exist.
The thing is that this doesn't give me hope that this is going to end anytime soon. Like, both this global pandemic, this global pandemic and things like this. Like, this is not going to be the last, you know, clickbaity bullshit documentary, wild conspiracy anti-vax documentary that's going to be produced as a result of what we're experiencing. And we're in it for the long haul. Like, I know, speaking from personal experience, Rhode Island is about to enter phase one of reopening Rhode Island on Saturday. And, you know, even though I am sort of happy with the progress that Rhode Island has been making in terms of, you know, hitting a plateau and sort of flattening the curve in
right. our healthcare system has been able to keep up.
Maintain. We're not getting overloaded as far as I know. Not nearly as bad as New York City or California or Massachusetts. Yeah. But when it comes to this weekend, when we're entering phase one, I am fearful that a lot of people are going to misunderstand that, and meaning
it's a free for all.
Let's fucking throw a rager.
Yeah. It's over.
And, yeah. And that's my fear. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you have people that are chomping at the bit for normalcy, especially with the nice weather and Mother's Day coming up this weekend.
Saturday's my birthday.
I totally understand. Like, I get it. But
and Mother's Day in the same weekend.
It's just like, you know, I just find it ironic that the people that are quick to call people snowflakes, the people that are quick to call people, you know, pussies about their current situation or, you know, financial misgivings or whatever, you in a normal non-pandemic world about, like, social injustice or whatnot, mm-hmm. are the first to bitch about what we have to do in order to eradicate the pandemic. And that is
because
sacrifice.
Of right. And because of economic suffering. Right. Their personal freedoms being violated is one thing that they're citing, and also the economic consequences.
Yep. And, like, if there was a way, say you're one of these people that buy into this, if there was a way and you're, like, rebelling against the you know, advice of scientists and the guidelines that you ought to adhere to when it comes to social distancing, wearing a mask, whatever, say if you were just not buying into it and being a rebel as a result, and you're not wearing a mask and you cough or something, or you contract the virus, say, and you become asymptomatic and you interact with your mother who's frail and old and she gets it and dies, I don't know how you can forgive yourself. Mm-hmm. And for me, you know, let's say for the sake of argument that this is a conspiracy, just for the sake of argument. And even if I wasn't wearing a mask, nothing would happen. Well, at least, like, I know for a fact, the more I do is going to make me less likely to be susceptible to this virus, right? So whether or not it exists is sort of secondary to the fact that my number one priority is to look out for my loved ones.
Right.
And if there's even a 1% chance that this virus is real, and I believe it's 100%, but I'm saying if you're operating under the assumption that this is more than likely not legit, but if there's a 1% chance that this is legit, you ought to do everything you possibly can to protect your family from getting it. Mm-hmm. Everything. It's like, yeah. If there was a 1% chance that your child could die, if there was 100 M&Ms on the table and you didn't know which one of them was deadly, but there was one deadly, are you letting your child eat the M&Ms? You're throwing the fucking M&Ms away.
All 100.
Yes, yep. You're flushing them down the toilet. Mm-hmm. This is the same thing.
Yeah, this same is the same thing we talked about in talking about climate change. And I went on a whole little rant about that and about the difference between your personal freedoms and putting other people at risk. And it's part of living in a civilized society. Like, you are part of a community and you do have personal freedoms. But when your actions put other people's lives and health at risk, that's where you have a civic responsibility to do the right thing and try to protect other people. And it's, you're not like, we're not being asked to do that much. Like, you know, I know staying home is hard. I know not seeing some of your family is hard, not going to work. And like, especially if you love what you do and you, you know, really miss your job if you're laid off or unemployed right now or whatever. But like, it's just this is temporary. The sacrifice will be worth it in the long run. The more, you know, casual we are with all of this, the longer this is going to go on, and we're going to have to deal with this for years, and nobody wants that.
The same people that are outraged about this, the majority of them, are the same people that, you know, put hold the military in high regard. Now, I have nothing against the military. I think it's outstanding what they do in terms of their sacrifice. Yeah. The thing is, if those people also admire the military sacrifice and, you know, talk about it and had issues with the kneeling of Colin Kaepernick, that's disrespectful to the military. Why don't you try to replicate that sort of sacrifice?
Yeah, here's your chance.
Why don't you channel that inner sacrifice and be like, you know what? I'm doing this for the good of American people like a fucking soldier would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, protecting the people of my country by doing something as simple as
you won't do
respecting it. Social guidelines, social distancing, and wearing a mask.
You won't do it because you want your fucking Cheetos and you want your haircut and you want to be able to go see a movie. I know.
We're both like,
how,
you know, riled up about
trivial
this.
Trivial does that
I
sound?
I get it. I know. But I also, that doesn't represent everybody.
No,
I also
right.
know that I'm there sorry. Are people that we know and love that are respecting the guidelines and are doing everything right, but they still share this video. And there's this like disconnect there that I'm really trying to wrap my brain around. So I'm saying, yes, there are people like that that you just described who are so incredibly like wrapped up in themselves that that's all they care about. But I think there's also people out there who are they're like straddling this line of like wanting to do the right thing and following the guidelines, but they're doing it reluctantly because they feel like their freedom is being compromised. And I can't relate to that. Like,
you can call me a sheep all you want. I'm just going to do what I'm told because I love my family. I have one parent left and I'm not losing anybody mm-hmm. as a result of this and because of your careless behavior.
Yeah.
Period.
I get it. I know.
So that's it. You feel better?
I could use another glass of wine.
Well, we did this for about an hour, so.
Yeah, well, no, it was good to vent a little bit. And, just, you know, we said that we were going to stay away from this topic, the whole coronavirus COVID-19 thing, because we started the podcast right around when this happened because we were stuck at home and needed something else to
do.
Well,
we had the idea to do it way before that.
Yeah, I know, but it was so new at that point. It was like over a month, probably like 2 months ago when we first started thinking about that. But
this had to be done.
Yeah, and it does connect a lot to the climate change episode in a way about general misinformation and, you know, fact-checking and things like that. This had to be said.
Well, if you like what you hear, please do us a solid and give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. You can also hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/whileshesnapping. Cindy is the primary navigator, or what is it, moderator,
sure,
of the Facebook page. I primarily moderate the Twitter. It's at She's Napping Pod, at SHESNAPPINGPOD.
It was even better after you've had a glass of wine.
Well, I was just, when it comes to Twitter handles, I just type them. I don't consciously think when I'm typing. It's come to that.
Or you can email us at whileshesnapping@gmail.com.
Hit us up, even if you disagree, right? Mm-hmm. If you have legitimate points that you want to bring to our attention, I'm for having the conversation. I'm all for having the conversation. But if I challenge you and ask for evidence, please provide the evidence and don't give me the government is suppressing the evidence. Because
it's an endless cycle.
That's when we have to disconnect, okay?
Yep.
But look, if we still plan on going through with Sunday's episode on Mother's Day.
Should be a little more lighthearted.
It'll be a little bit
fun.
More lighthearted, but this had to be done.
Yeah.
Cindy's birthday is Saturday, so wish her a happy birthday.
Yeah. On the not going to do much else.
That's right. We'll be doing what we're supposed to do. So.
I'm going to be doing literally nothing that day, and it's going to be awesome.
All right. Well, until next time.
Yep. Stay safe, everybody.
Stay safe.
Stay. Wow.
Okay.
It's time for bed.
Bye-bye.